no Republican has actually taken the White House without winning Ohio. That's one reason among many that although Georgia has more delegates at stake, many people say the crucial state in tomorrow's Super Tuesday votes is Ohio. It's one of 10 states holding primaries tomorrow, more than 400 delegates at stake. Joining us now is Ohio's Attorney General Mike DeWine, who recently, a couple weeks back, switched his endorsement from Romney to Santorum. Thanks for joining us, sir.
Good to be with you. Thank you very much.
You know, we've been hearing all morning long that Mitt Romney and Rick Santorum are running in a statistical dead heat, but that's a poll. What's your feeling from on the ground there from voters?
Well, it's very strange. You know, I've done this for a long time, and if I wasn't seeing the poll numbers, and I don't disbelieve them at all, but if I wasn't seeing the poll numbers, I would think it was, Santorum by a, pretty decent margin, just in the energy and people who come up to me and talk about it. Republicans don't like primaries, and they don't like to talk about it, and they don't. Yeah, I think Democrats like the combat a little more than Republicans, and Republicans just don't like it. So they don't like to talk about it. But what I feel on the ground is really all the energy is on one side, and that's on Santorum's side. What we're seeing on the other side is a whole bunch of money. Romney, I think Fran and I were at home yesterday afternoon, Sunday, and I think we had five or six Romney calls at a minimum. These are robocalls. These are paid calls. So a lot of money on that side, which is important. But I think, the energy and the focus of the Santorum supporters will, in the end, win out.
It may be in Ohio that you have that experience, but I know lots of Republicans in both D.C. and New York who like to fight a lot, Mike. But, let me ask you, I wanted to examine the idea of what happens to Santorum should he not win Ohio. Do you think Ohio is a perfect state for him, that it's a problem if he doesn't win a state like Ohio, where there are a lot of religious voters, where there's also a lot of manufacturing jobs there, and often blue-collar workers say they support Santorum?
I don't think it's a perfect state at all, because Ohio is also, everything you said is absolutely correct. But the other thing I would add to that mix, as we mix the bowl, is that Ohio historically supports the establishment candidate, and Romney clearly is the establishment candidate. So you have things, that's what's pushing back on the other side. The establishment candidate, who clearly in Ohio is Romney, versus the person who has the appeal, to the average Ohioan. But Ohioans many times will kind of go with the establishment candidate. I think that's one of the things that makes the race close.
That's Mike DeWine, Ohio Attorney General. Well, good luck. I'm sure tomorrow's going to be a busy day for you.
It'll be busy today. Rick's in three different cities today, so.
All right. Thanks so much. That's Mike DeWine, Attorney General for Ohio. Obviously a big vote there. Also joining us from Cleveland, Connie Schultz, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist with Creators Syndicate. Connie, I wonder what you think of Mike's assessment of Ohio voters, that yes, they are often blue-collar, yes, they have religious ties, but they tend to go for the establishment candidate.
Well, I think that he's right in that in the Republican primaries, that tends to be true. And certainly up here in the northeast part of the state, the most liberal part of the state, all we're seeing are Romney ads in terms of the Republican primary. There are no Santorum ads. But I was actually spending some time with some journalists from Cincinnati last week, and they told me that they're seeing a lot of direct mail for Santorum down in the southern part of the state, which is the, the conservative hotbed for him. All the poll numbers here are showing it's very close. I know that former Senator George Voinovich is now doing robocalls for Romney. Mike DeWine is absolutely right. The funny thing about the calls, though, is I started getting email from Democratic voters who said they're getting 2 and 3 calls for Romney, which makes me think that it's not quite the ground game they're suggesting. They're really just hitting everywhere they possibly can. What's curious about Romney in Ohio, however, is he was against the auto rescue, as you'll remember.
Right.
And it has saved thousands and thousands of jobs in Ohio. The Lordstown plant is now on 3 shifts, producing the very popular Chevy Cruze. So there is a reason for some, like Mike DeWine, to be concerned about winning Ohio in the general election if you've got Mitt Romney, because he is the anti-auto worker in the state. And even a lot of non-union white working-class males, which Democrats have to fight harder for typically, a lot of them, at least the speculation at this point, is they will not support a man who came out against workers and auto plants.
Well, let me just ask you, Connie, though, polls are one thing, but polls don't necessarily get a count from people who are actually going to vote.
Are we getting
motivated voters in Ohio, and who is going to be motivated to go to the polls?
Well, Celeste, that is the key question that we're all asking right now, because if you're talking about who has the motivated base, that may be how Santorum wins the popular vote. And I emphasize popular because, as you might already know, there is a problem with the delegates for him here because his campaign did not fill out all the paperwork in several districts. So even if he wins the popular vote, he can't win the delegates, at least as the rules hold, if they hold. Now, the Santorum campaign has said they're going to fight that. But it really could be up in the air yet. I thought the New York Times piece this morning was it had one paragraph that was perfect in terms of talking about what could happen with Ohio if, depending on who wins, it could derail Santorum or it could end up in a protracted Republican primary because he's still in the game.
All the way to the convention, many people say, possibly leading to a brokered convention, although that's still an outside chance. So, Connie Schultz, tell me how Ohio then goes during the general election. I mean, clearly, Republicans in Ohio are worried about turnout, even in these primaries. Will those voters stay home come November?
Well, that's the question swirling around Mitt Romney right now. And I think that it's correct to speculate that perhaps he's surging a bit in Ohio because he did better than many thought he would do in Michigan. It was a close call in Michigan, one of his home states, and the number one automaking. We're the number two automaking state. And full disclosure, please. I mean, I'm certainly a liberal columnist, and I have I look at my state in terms of how it's been won over the years, and I'm married to U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown,
right.
So I don't want to have any delusions here about where I am politically. I do think that it is going to be a race in Ohio, no matter who the nominee is. I do think that independent voters, particularly white working class male voters who are non-union members, are going to be up for grabs in a way they wouldn't have been had Santorum won. I think if Mitt Romney wins, they got a much bigger race on their hands than the Republicans do in this state, a much harder race.
That's because of the auto bailout. Connie Schultz, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnist with Creator Syndicate out of Cleveland. And we spoke earlier with Mike DeWine, the Ohio Attorney General. Connie, thanks so much.
Thank you, Celeste.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.